This portion of Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant Energy, a NRG company.
All the things he does, scramble-wise, this guy's a dangerous player, and he's a great player. So he's a big challenge for our team.
All right, Bill O'Brien, earlier this week, talking about Cam Newton. That's a quarterback the Texans face tomorrow. And we were just getting rolling talking about Vince Wilfork, who obviously will see Cam Newton tomorrow. You had a very interesting point about what that does, Wilfork, for the rest of the defense.
Yeah, so there's probably no one happier that he's here than our set of middle linebackers, especially a guy like Cushing.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone was able to watch the game last week, I mean, he had 10 tackles. He was running all over the place, and that's not just because he is the player that he is, which don't take anything from Cushing because he's still that player, but he doesn't have any linemen on him.
Yeah.
And there's a sole reason for that, because Vince has taken up two guys, whether it's the left guard or the right guard or the center. He's being able to kind of keep those guys off the backers to be able to run all over the field. And that's something that you're going to see be able to kind of transpire throughout the season. They're going to be able to work different angles, and more guys are going to be able to get free.
And it's perfect for tomorrow when you got a mobile quarterback, a guy who every single season he's played, he's had 500 yards or more on the ground.
Yeah, it was interesting. This week, his coach said he'd like to see him running a little bit less. But I think one of the big reasons why he's so dangerous with his legs is that he can throw the ball. And, you know, yesterday when we were asking, last week when we were asking Bill O'Brien about what makes him so difficult to contend with on the ground, he said, well, let's talk about his passing skills first.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, when you were a rookie, or not when he was a rookie, back in 2011, you saw him up close. I mean, you were on the sideline while the defense was taking him on, but you've seen Cam Newton.
Yeah, to see him in person, very dynamic player, kind of like you said, transcendent. But just from like last week, seeing some of the problems that the Chiefs gave the defense in terms of like kind of read option plays, and now Cam Newton's a lot more mobile than an Alex Smith. So that's kind of the one thing. I'm sure Romeo's got them kind of full tilt, bolted in on that. But I'm really anxious to see how they prepare for him, because we have a tremendous amount of weapons on our defense to be able to, at Romeo's disposal, to be able to try and stop him. But I'm anxious to see if they try and make him one-dimensional and kind of take away that running game and the option game and be able to throw with his arm, because that's one thing that he does have, a dynamic arm to throw downfield as well.
Hey, you just brought up shaking things up, and I want to kind of veer off topic real quick. How does O'Brien differ as a coach the week after a loss versus the week after a win?
I think he wants to switch it up here and there, and that's as evidenced by even the practices. I mean, he's going to switch up times, confuse you a little bit, keep it off kilter to be able to kind of keep you on your toes a little bit and just not be able to get complacent. I think that's a real big thing with him, is not letting guys get complacent after win or loss, but especially after a loss. And I think that, come this week, game plan is going to be identical. He's going to treat every single game like it's the same, but in terms of their progression and their schedule during the week, he's going to keep you off your toes, so just you don't kind of get complacent.
It keeps the media on the toes every week.
It does. And there have been a lot of little personnel changes, trading Keyshawn Martin, pulling up Chandler Worthy, bringing in the guard from the Jets. That kind of stuff also keeps you on your toes as a player, I would think.
It does, especially when you see turnover in the locker room. Turnover in the locker room is something that the Houston Texans organization probably isn't used to over the years, but in the last couple, they're starting to get used to it, and that makes you, as a player, no matter who you are, kind of be alert that I better be on point with my stuff or I could be out too.
All right, you know who's on point all the time is John Harris, and he's got this week's Telestrator.
Welcome into Texans Telestrator, presented by BMW. I am football analyst and sideline reporter John Harris, and, well, it's time to put that Kansas City Chiefs loss behind us and move on to the Carolina Panthers. More specifically, Cam Newton, the Panthers' big-time quarterback. Now, at 6'6", 250, we know he can throw the football over the yard. But more importantly, stopping him as a running quarterback is going to be a key. And Mike Shula, the offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers, puts defenses in a bind with the option-type things they do in this offense. So let's go to the film. You see, Carolina in this set has three wide receivers and no attached tight end. Greg Olsen is that tight end right here in the backfield, and you're going to want to keep an eye on him as this play unfolds. Jonathan Stewart, the running back here, and Cam Newton, obviously, in the shotgun. This line is going to all zone block this way over here to the right. Stewart is going to act like he's getting a zone run off to this side to draw the defense his direction. Key here is Greg Olsen, the tight end in the backfield. Now, he's got options as well. He's going to come through here and either block Telvin Smith, or he's going to go right on past him and let Cam Newton read Telvin Smith and run the football here. This is a nice little zone read play with a little split zone wrinkle. Let's take a look at it, and you'll see how Telvin Smith right here really is lost in this play and can't make it. It ends up being an easy five-yard gain for the Panthers. As Cam takes a snap, you'll see him ride Jonathan Stewart, and now Telvin Smith is crashed, and there goes Cam. Paul Posluszny, linebacker for the Jaguars, number 51 right here. He's kind of lost, and you'll see him, boom, he's got to get out there, and he's too slow to get there, and Cam ends up making an easy five-yard gain. That's something the Texans can't give up. If that's first down, it's all of a sudden second and five. Well, the whole playbook is right there for the Carolina Panthers to use. Cam can pick up 5 yards at the drop of the hat. That's option football. That's college football. The Texans better get used to it because they're going to see a lot of it on Sunday. We'll be back in a few minutes.